This is Ozarks at Large. Agricultural production represents a sizable portion of the Arkansas economy, and a major part of that production involves soybeans. In the first of two stories, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at how researchers at the University of Arkansas produce soybean varieties that allow the state's farmers to keep track with trends in the market.
According to the Arkansas Soybean Promotions Board, soybeans are harvested in 50 out of Arkansas's 75 counties. Additionally, the University of Arkansas Extension Service claims that in 2011, the state produced more than 124,000 bushels of soybeans, valued at just under $1.5 billion. As it is such a big business in Arkansas, the U of A Division of Agriculture has a sizable soybean breeding program in place, and Dr. Po-Ween Chen is the head of the soybean breeding program at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Many of the soybeans planted in the state are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Though genetics are manipulated in both GMO and traditional soybeans, Dr. Chen says that there is one major distinction that typically separates the two.
The GMO soybeans are developed with a new technology called herbicide-tolerant genes from different species. So this gene is incorporated in soybean, and then the soybean plant become resistant to the herbicide. And when the farmer applies to the herbicide to kill the weeds, but the soybean plants will survive. Non-GMO, just in contrary, has no herbicide tolerance genes, so they'll be conventional, developed through a very classical breeding, crossbreeding technology.
So in other words, GMO soybeans and other GMO plants are similar to the dinosaurs in the Michael Crichton novel, Jurassic Park, in that genetic material from other species is incorporated into the host organism in order to nurture the desired traits. In soybeans, that most commonly means the plant is engineered to be resistant to commercial herbicides like the readily available Roundup weed killer. Herbicide-resistant plants allow growers to plant their fields and then spray herbicide to kill all the weeds, but not the crops themselves. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, genetically engineered herbicide-resistant soybeans have represented about 90% of all planted acres of soybeans in the U.S. for the past 5 years, but Dr. Chen says that the market is slowly changing.
The trend has been very obvious in the last 3 to 5 years. I think the consumer preference of their diet choice of food becomes very important, and so that really drives this market to increase in the demand of non-GMO products, soybean included.
He says that because consumers want more non-genetically modified food crops, farmers can get a premium for non-GMO soybeans when taken to market, sometimes as much as $150 a bushel. And that drive by consumers to get away from GMO food products is one of the reasons that Dr. Chen says that the U of A Division of Agriculture has developed two non-GMO varieties of soybeans.
These varieties are designed by crossing two different parents and picked by breeders and our team in attempt to combine the traits from two different parents. Mainly targeting for yield and disease package adaptation, stress tolerance, all combined into one.
Additionally, the two varieties, UA5213C and UA5612 as they're named, are bred for stress tolerance to the local environments of Arkansas. On top of that, the two varieties have high yield similar to some commercially available genetically modified Roundup Ready soybean varieties. Dr. Chen says that while the number of non-GMO soybean varieties available varies from state to state, he feels that Arkansas has a greater number of such varieties, either available or currently under development.
Because we have a greater effort in this area, in comparison with GMO product, it's still a small number. I don't know exactly, but I think it's probably 15 to 20% of varieties being tested as non-GMO in the state of our testing programs.
Other than consumers merely wanting GMO-free foods, there is another benefit to these new varieties, as well as for any other varieties developed by the U of A system. David Mosley, a program technician for the soybean breeding program at the U of A in Fayetteville, explains that the university is a public soybean breeder.
Basically how it works is if a farmer purchases this seed from the foundation that oversees the production of the public soybeans. They can grow them and then what's called brown bagging, they can save their seed to plant next year. That's perfectly fine when it comes to public soybeans. Unlike a private company, you would have to purchase the seed every year. So it gives them that advantage to be able to plant that seed, their own seed, the next year.
In contrast, seeds produced by private breeders such as Monsanto or DuPont are protected by patents. And those patents mean that growers can only plant soybeans purchased from the private breeders for a single season. And being able to replant seeds every year even applies to public GMO soybean seeds like the ever-popular Roundup Ready soybeans, which Mosley says the soybean breeding program is currently developing. But how does conventional soybean breeding work? Soybean plants naturally pollinate themselves for reproduction. Tina Hart, a research technician in the soybean breeding program at the Fayetteville campus, says that artificially pollinating plants to express certain traits can be a tedious process.
We use tweezers, surgical tweezers. You have to emasculate the female flower, and then once you do that, you can take a male flower. The female flower is a closed flower. A male flower is an open flower, so you take the pollen from the male flower and insert it into the female.
To get a desirable sample of possible outcomes from the crossed soybean plants, the researchers make about 600 combinations, and each combination is tried about 30 times, meaning that about 18,000 soybean plants have to be hand-pollinated, all within a three-week time frame. Dr. Chen says that the soybean breeders do this every year to start developing varieties for the specific traits they're looking for, including the two non-GMO soybean varieties released in the past year.
This program probably started 5-6 years ago, and then we had a winter nursery and home station alteration to speed up the program. So those varieties were ready to release for commercial uses last year, and it's one of the released this year.
Though UA5213C was released in July and UA5612 was released last year, David Mosley says that the breeding program is already working on other non-GMO soybean varieties.
Some of the most popular kind is tofu, soy milk, and edamame. That's increasingly becoming more and more popular in the United States and Arkansas also. And you may have heard of the plant in mulberry. So here in the River Valley, there's production. Last year was 900 acres of edamame, and it's increasing this year to almost double, right? 1,800 acres of edamame. So we're trying to support that industry.
Mosley says that specifically, they're trying to breed for bigger seeds with higher sugar content so that the soybeans are better for edamame production. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.